Tango Tango Papa 1759, July 23rd, 2013. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Tom Wiles here with you, coming to you from... Actually, I don't know the name of the town. It's near Wilmer. It's in the Dallas area. So I got to the Wilmer Yard Sunday evening, and the shop there was already closed. They close at 6:30 on Sunday, 6:30 p.m. So they were already closed. So I went ahead and spent the night there, you know, because I was needing to get my truck worked on. And because, you know, I've been having air conditioner, bunk air conditioner problems. And so Monday morning I got up and... I did get some sleep. I was able to kind of continue to restart the truck as needed, and then it would run about an hour and a half before the engine is automatically programmed to restart. So, in any case, I was able to, I got up early Monday morning and talked to them in the shop and got it rode up and what have you. So they actually did get the thing into the shop. Monday would have been yesterday. They did get it in there by about noon. And the reason they were able to do that is because part of the problem was a rework. Because a check engine light was coming on again. And that was one of the things that they worked on over, back in July. July the 3rd, July the 4th. So in any case... they got it in, and they fixed whatever the problem was with the check engine light coming on, and then they started working on the bunk air conditioner problem. And yesterday evening, they decided we need to order maybe some wiring harness or some sort of a part, and so they ordered a part. And this morning, and then it was supposed to be here this afternoon. Well, I checked with the shop foreman late this afternoon, and he looked in the computer and he said, there's a problem. At least one of the parts that they ordered was on national back order, meaning that it's just not available. But, and no telling how long it might be. It might be days before they're able to get their hand on a part, on that particular part. And so I contacted the people in Pennsylvania at the terminal, and she said, well, it's going to have to be tomorrow before they're able to find out anything. And she wasn't sure. She didn't think they had a truck available there in Wilmer. She didn't think there were any trucks available, and if they'd probably have to send me elsewhere, maybe to another terminal, to get a different truck. So if they have to do that, then I think I'm going to, they're going to have to rent a car so that I can load all of my stuff out of this truck, because if I have to change trucks, I'm never going to see this one again. So load all the stuff out of it into a rental car and go wherever they tell me. Now, I've never heard of them doing it sending people on like a Greyhound bus. I don't think our company does that. I've never heard of them doing that. And so if they say they might do that or they make that suggestion, I'm going to kind of balk and tell them, no, you have to rent a car, because I've just got, I've got entirely too much stuff. But I'll find out tomorrow. But so in the meantime, they did put me up in a motel this evening. Now, last night, this motel that they use was full. This is actually a nice motel. It's Comfort Inn. It's actually a pretty nice property. And but it filled up last night, and so then I had to spend last night again. That would have been Monday night in the truck, and so I was able to sleep. What I did, I got it really cool in there, and then I went to bed and went to sleep. And then about 6 o'clock this morning, someone was knocking on the truck wanting to kind of move it out of the door, because they backed it out just out of the door at out of the shop door, and so they needed to use the drive that, you know, that particular shop bay. So the guy wanted me to move it, and at, you know, so he came at it, and 6 o'clock is when they open, 6 a.m. So, but at that point when he woke me up, it would not have been long, and I would have been waking up anyway, because when he woke me up, I was already starting to sweat. So it was, at that point, it was getting warm enough that in the truck finally that I was beginning to sweat pretty good. So I moved, got up and I moved the truck, and then laid back. You know, I had the truck running again, so it would run another hour and a half. So I laid back down and slept some more, and then it was about 8:30, and so I restarted it. You know, it shut off about 8:30, and then I restarted it, and then it shut off again. It shut off again at 10 o'clock. So, but before it shut off, I was decided I was going to get up. I got up and was dressed and what have you. And then when it did shut down, I was pretty much ready to get out anyway. So, I don't know. So. So I've been kind of not doing anything, you know, all day yesterday and then all day today, and then we'll just find out what happens tomorrow. I will get breakdown pay, so it's not a complete bust, but, you know, these things happen, and there's not a whole lot, I can do about it. So, but in any case, so I'm in this motel, and as I say, it's a Comfort Inn, and it's actually, it's in pretty decent shape, and looks like everything is in nice condition, and the air conditioner is working great, and so I'm this is more comfortable than the truck. It was hot, of course. It's been hot. It was worse today actually than it was yesterday, only by a degree, because I think yesterday it was 97 and today they were saying it was 98. But I think the difference today, the humidity was higher, than it was yesterday. And so that made a difference, because I noticed that when I did go outside, if I was outside any length of time, I was sweating pretty quickly versus yesterday. You know, I was sweating then too, but not quite as profusely. So it was a little bit worse today than it was yesterday. So, other than that, not a whole lot is going on. Just have to, you know, I'm kind of in limbo as to what happens. It may be that they have another truck that's not assigned at the Dallas terminal. That's always possible. The woman in Pennsylvania didn't think so, but she won't really know until she talks to someone in the morning. And, I won't really know until at some point tomorrow. I'll find out sort of what's going on and what I'll be doing after that. So it may be that I have to get a rental car, and then I, you know, load all of the stuff out of the truck into the rental car, and then go to wherever it is I'm going to be picking the next truck up at. So that, you know, that's it's really difficult to say what'll happen, and you know, until it happens. So, but otherwise, not a whole lot has been going on. You know, now at the terminal, they do have people that kind of bring food around. Now, in the past, they didn't do that, really. But, so they have this barbecue truck that comes, and, you know, it's not really a truck. It's a minivan pulling this trailer that's got this big barbecue, like a pit barbecue mounted on a trailer. And they actually have wood in the back of the minivan, and you know, so they can keep the fire going. And they have barbecue. They had barbecued ribs and chopped beef, and what else did they have? baked beans and coleslaw, which I did not eat any of the coleslaw because I not coleslaw, potato salad. I despise potato salad, so I just didn't want any of that. And then today someone was saying, well, the potato salad, they thought the potato salad made them sick. But so I ate the chopped beef, and that was last night. That was actually pretty good. But then there's also this, it's kind of a heavyset black gal, and then this other gal that was with her in this, a different minivan. And so they come, I don't know, about 12 or a little bit after each day. And in the back of the minivan, they've got these prepared meals, these meals that they've prepared. And, you know, so yesterday they had, you had a choice of pork chops, and then, you know, with different vegetables that are already, they're already prepackaged. And then she had beef, like this beef stroganoff casserole, and I think green beans. And so I actually got the beef stroganoff casserole. That was yesterday for lunch, and that was very good. That was really, really excellent stuff. And so then today, she had more pork chops. She had regular pork chops and smothered pork chops and baked chicken. And so I got the baked chicken. And the baked chicken was, of course, it was great too. Baked chicken with corn and mashed potatoes. So, and then this evening I ate, there's a Denny's next door to this motel or real close by. And so I was able to walk over there with another driver that is staying at the motel here too. We walked over there and kind of got something to eat, and even got a discount because we were staying in the motel. Pretty good little, like a 20% discount just for staying in the motel and going to Denny's. So I got a lot of, really way too much food for a reasonable price. And, you know, and this is a regular Denny's as opposed to one that's in a Flying J. So this one probably had somewhat better food than the ones that you know, that kind of inhabit the Flying J's. So, been eating well. Probably too well. But, I don't know. It seems like you know, I get food and it's always, especially if it's in a restaurant, it's just too much. You know, there's this problem where they just give you too much food, and you know, it's kind of hard to order just what you want. You know, that's kind of a tough thing to order, especially in a restaurant. You go in a restaurant and it's just really difficult to order kind of just what you want. You know, they're trying to get you to spend money and you know, as much money as possible, obviously. But in the process, they want to feel, you know, they want you to feel like you're getting plenty of food in the process. And so that's why I think that's what sort of tends to make, you know, sort of drive the meal sizes up. There's sort of an upward pressure on the meal sizes. So, but anyway, as I say, that's about all that's going on right now. I'm just, even though I kind of slept until about 10 o'clock this morning, I am kind of feeling tired tonight. So after I get this podcast kind of made and uploaded, I'm planning on kind of maybe going to bed and don't want to go to bed too early, but you know, I may well be able to kind of catch up on my sleep because it does kind of get messed up if I wake up, particularly if I end up kind of waking up sweating. Then there, you know, that like night before last, I really didn't get much sleep at all. And then last night, as I say, the sleep kind of ended up being interrupted a couple of times. So should be able to sleep pretty good tonight. You know, this air conditioner is working really well here in this motel room, and you know, this motel room's got two double beds in it, and I haven't tried the bed out, but it looks awfully comfortable. So should be in good shape. So I didn't bring I tried to bring as, you know, carry as little as possible over here to the motel. So I brought, obviously I brought my phone and I brought my Verizon Air card and I brought my iPad and I brought the Nexus 7. And so what I'm doing, I found an app on the iPad, and I don't remember exactly what it's called. It's just like recorder free or something, but it does record to MP3, which is kind of surprising, considering MP3, you know, the MP3 has a licensing fee, that format does. But in any case, this is a free program, and it seems to be working so far. I did test it, and it does make MP3 files, so, and I can share them to Dropbox. And so that's what I'm going to be doing is kind of when I get done recording here in a minute, I'm going to share the file to Dropbox, you know, over, and then on once it's on Dropbox, it'll be easy for me to kind of gain access to it on the Nexus and go ahead and podcast it. Because it can be done on the iPad, but because I have done it before, but the last time I made a podcast entirely on the iPad, it was kind of a big pain in the rear. So it actually is easier to do, you know, part of the stuff on the Nexus, because it just there are certain things that just work better, and there are certain apps that just that work better on the Nexus, you know, the Android version, than what's available for the iPod, so, or the iPad for iOS. And so there are just certain things that I found easier on the Android. But I wanted to record it, you know, do it on the iPad just because I could, and because the iPad actually does have a pretty decent microphone in it. And that was my main concern. So anyhow, I'm going to go ahead and cut this off. Hope everyone is having a great week so far, and I will catch you later.